when you get older, man, maybe.
First of all, thank you all for coming out this afternoon. For a very positive purpose in a somewhat negative situation. We're okay if we need to. It's better this way. I grew up in the Hill District, right down the street on Wiley Avenue. And one of the people who I most admired in Pittsburgh Robert R. Lavelle. And around September 1970, I received a call at my home from Robert R. Lavelle, who at the time was chair of the personnel committee of the NAACP, telling me that I had been selected as the NAACP executive director. I had been youth director in 69. So on a personal note, he and I go back decades. My mother, who's been dead since 96, called him her brother, his wife. She called her sister. He's one of the people I call one of my Pittsburgh heroes. His Christian beliefs have been outstanding, as much as any human being I know. Whenever you talk to Bob Lavelle, you hear about his Christian principles. Many times, dwelling house was broken into by people who looked like many of us in this room. And some folks encouraged him to leave the hill, move. He was as steadfast as a mountain. He said no. In the day when discrimination was legal and supported by many folks, in this nation and in our city and our county, our region, he said no to redlining. He said no to folks who said no to people of color about housing, buying your own home. And even with my church, he said yes. It's time now, in the opinion of many folks in this room and folks who could not make it today, to say yes to the legacy of Robert R. Lavelle and the institution that he represents. We're not here to talk about whatever issues that may have created some problems. Primarily, we're here to find solutions that everybody in this room can contribute to through our organizations, our churches, our agencies, ourselves as individuals and people who we know and can influence. We just recently heard that WAMO, the station that I grew up with as a child in the Hill, is now going by the wayside. We cannot allow Dwelling House to do the same. We cannot. We've asked the president and CEO who speaks for Dwelling House to provide us an overview of where we are, why we're here, what we can do, and then we will have some questions and answers. And you remember, those of us a little bit older, remember the King book? Was it Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community? If Dr. King were here, he would say, where do we go from here? Chaos or community? I say community. And to the African American community, you know, we all have different levels of income. Most of us have come and go. But we all have something that we can put in Dwelling House. And along with running out of gas, I had to stop by and get my little contribution to increase my account. When we're done, those of you who can, this is not a pressure thing, we're asking you to come down with us and make a deposit today If you can't today, make it next week. And encourage the entities with whom you and with which you work to do the same. Let's give a hand to a man who's under difficult